USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's physician, Sean Conley, reports improvement of Trump's COVID-19 symptoms of a mild cough, nasal congestion, and fatigue. Dr. Conley telling reporters,
yesterday evening he received his first dose of IV remdesivir, and our plan is to continue a 5-day treatment course for remdesivir. And the big plan for today, since he's in such great spirits and doing well, is to encourage him to eat, to drink, to stay hydrated, to be up out of bed.
The Michigan Supreme Court is striking down the governor's coronavirus executive orders. The court says Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer didn't have the authority to issue or renew the orders at the end of April. The justices add that the orders related to the pandemic now lack any basis under Michigan law. Whitmer slamming the decision and blaming Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With more on the politics behind President Trump testing positive for coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The president is now under quarantine with the First Lady and has canceled all public events, yet is expected to rally and communicate with his supporters virtually. Vice President Mike Pence is the first in line should the president become too ill to remain in office, followed by the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, and then the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Republican Chuck Grassley.
White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders. Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More charges announced against a disgraced movie mogul. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein faces 6 new charges of sexual assault related to multiple incidents from more than a decade ago in L.A. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey amended an existing criminal complaint against Weinstein to add 3 counts each of forcible rape and forcible oral copulation, all of them felonies. The existing criminal complaint accused him of a single count each of forcible rape, forcible copulation, and 1 count of sexual penetration by use of force, also 2 counts of sexual battery by restraint.
An attorney representing alleged Kenosha shooter Kyle Rittenhouse is suing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his campaign for libel on his client's behalf after Biden shared a video that appears to suggest the teenager is a white supremacist. L. Lynn Wood, Rittenhouse's civil attorney, is suing the former vice president and his campaign on his client's behalf just hours after Biden posted a 50-second clip to Twitter. Biden's tweet reading, "There's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refused to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage last night." There was then a picture of Rittenhouse when he was in Kenosha. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.